We're excited for the opportunity.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network.
Yeah, I want a guy to hit a three and point to the passer.
This is the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. My name is Zion Palmieri. Joined alongside me, Mr. Trevor Martin. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Zion. Excited to get back and talk about some Arabian sports for this hour.
Yes, sir. It's been a minute here. Of course, you had a Fisher's game, which had a pre-recorded coaches show, so we weren't here in the studio. And then, of course, just Christmas break. And then after New Year's, we are back here in the studio. So excited to talk about Arabian sports. We'll start with the basketball scene. Of course, the Lady Arabians are killing it recently. 14-3 record. Since we last talked to you, they were on a pretty big win streak. And, of course, they play in the tough Warsaw tournament way up north, a two-day tournament. And they take a loss to Columbia City. That one 53-52 in overtime. Obviously breaks the streak. But since then, I believe they've won three in a row now after past Saturday's win over Jay County.
Yeah, and Zion, I mean, like you said, mentioned that tough overtime loss there to Columbia City. But even Warsaw, I know Pendleton Heights didn't get a chance to play them. But they're the number one team in the state right now. I think only one loss on the season. So definitely tough competition there in that one. But Pendleton Heights took care of business, I believe. We talked before we came on air, like 105, I think, combined points. They won 86-24, I believe, and then 64-22. So, I mean, just really, you know, defense was great those last couple of games that they played there. Obviously, you know, tough 2 hour, I think it was, bus trip there. You know, they played two games. I believe it was noon at 8 p.m. on that Friday. So long break in between. You're never going to have that long of a break playing two games in the same day and then coming back for, I think, a 2 p.m. tip there on Saturday. So tough in terms of travel for that Lady Arabians team. But again, like you mentioned, Zion, 14-3. I don't know, last year, you know, they lost in the championship, but making it to regional, they were 19-7. So this team, only three losses through 17 games, is one of the better teams. Coach Rogers has put on the floor, obviously. We'll talk about her, too, at Ada Hupfer. Mm-hmm. So many double-doubles in a row. She's so amazing to watch in the basketball court. But yeah, so far, you know, I know we'll talk to Coach Rogers about that. And wanting to win that tournament, you know, losing that first one kind of didn't let you be able to do that. But still competing against Columbia City in a tough road trip and a road environment there, you know, right after New Year's too, it's kind of hard. You had that week-long break there after that Yorktown game that they won. But to get that break like they did, definitely tough to go into that environment. But still competed, I think, to a very good ability for sure. Just not quite the result they wanted, but still can't be upset with a 14-3 record right now.
Yeah, whenever we talk to Coach Rogers, he always tells us about the parity in girls basketball right now. And stay tuned, because we're going to talk to him here soon. And I'm sure he'll mention the parity when we talk about the tournament. But, I mean, it's a circle of life. One team beats another, and they beat another team who you beat. And it's simple as that. I believe Pendleton Knights beat HSE. HSC beat Homestead, which is currently top five in the state, and Homestead killed Columbia City, who just beat Pendleton Heights. So I believe it was like 80-30-some was that game. So, again, a lot of parity. You can't really say this team beat this team, so this team's going to win. It's a different night, and, you know, obviously they've worked hard to get into that Warsaw Holiday Tournament, and hopefully they can win it next year.
Hopefully so, yeah. We were talking before we came on our Tuesday night about how you kind of have to be invited to these tournaments. They want, you know, quality opponents, and obviously Pendleton Heights fit the bill in that way in terms of being able to be invited to this tournament. I don't believe they've played in it before. I think this is the first year that they've been able to be invited to this. But I think, by the way they've played this year, I think they definitely get that invite next year, because they took, I think it was, you know, the closest game, of course, losing by one in overtime of that tournament. So I think the quality of opponent that Warsaw wants in that tournament, I think Pendleton Knights again will be there again next year. At least that's the hope, I'm sure, for Coach Rogers, because I know he always likes to schedule tough. I mean, obviously the conference is tough, and you know next year, obviously losing Newcastle and Shelbyville, so down to six teams for next year in the HHC. But I think that's just a chance for him to schedule two more tough non-conference. That's what helps his girls get ready, you know, here in, what, 2 weeks from Sunday. So January 25th will be the draw, so we'll find out who this Lady Arabians team will see in a home sectional, which is always nice when you get the ability to host your own sectional. So I'm sure Coach Rogers still some games before then. Of course, they still have, I believe, six more games before that point. But I'm sure that's just nice to be able to, you know, a couple more. I think it's three home games left, but to be able to be at home come sectional time, we'll get talk about that in the future too. But that'll be nice to, you know, having those holiday tournaments, having those road atmospheres, but being able to be here for the sectional is something I'm sure that the Lady Arabians and Coach Rogers is definitely looking forward to.
Yeah, and the sports broadcaster, I mean, looks at the numbers here. Last year, they went on kind of a historic win streak going into the postseason. They had piled at least 9-10 wins in a row, and it was something we haven't seen in a long time here. And of course, they win the sectional tournament, get all the way to the regional round, and get knocked out. But now that's kind of out of the picture a little bit with that tough loss to Columbia City. And I'm sure we're going to talk to Coach Rogers, and he's going to tell us that it doesn't matter. And, you know, the time to show up is the postseason, and, you know, fully right in that idea. But, you know, that's got to be tough for this team to lose that game and kind of have to restart your streak. streak. I did the math, and they can get back there. They just got to make a real deep run. So, you know, maybe they can. I hold my tongue.
Right, exactly. I think they really have a chance to do that, Zion, like I said. I mean, it's kind of, you know, I know they say you learn a lot, maybe more from a loss than you do from a win or vice versa, but I feel like for this team, losing in overtime and a tough team in Columbia City, that's definitely one that kind of stings for sure. But really, I mean, the Arabians, two of their three losses have been in those tournament games because they lost to Brownsburg, who we looked at the rankings, they're currently fourth in 4A, you know, and for them, it's like that's a you know 20-point loss. That's one of their worst ones, or the worst one of the season, but the quality of opponents you played in Brownsburg, Lawrence Central, and then Columbia City, that's probably one you want back, I'm sure, if you're Coach Rogers, because you had it right there, losing by one in overtime. So maybe, you know, free throw here, there, layup. Maybe there's a lot of things that happen in a game that changes the outcome. But I know that's when he wants back. But again, 14-3, like you mentioned, Zion, but having a chance with these six games to win all of them and then to get that momentum going into sectional will be huge. And then if they could win out, they'd go 20-3 and have a 20-win season before you get to sectional. That's huge. And to see if this team could do that would be something phenomenal to watch.
Very much so. And we talked earlier before we went on here about a lot of the wrongs that they righted this year in wins, like HSE, Westfield, and other teams like that. And, you know, they're kind of setting that up for next year because maybe, hey, they do get invited back to that Warsaw tournament. And they do get scheduled against Columbia City. These girls are going to be fired up, and they are rightfully so. They got knocked out in overtime, and it was a one-point game, and everyone wants that back.
Oh, you know, and especially with some of those girls running back. I mean, obviously Olivia Jones, maybe Trout. I know a couple girls graduating, but, you know, obviously Ada Hupfer, kind of the focal point of this team. She'll be back as a senior next year, so she'll remember that loss. And if they get a chance to play Columbia City again, that would definitely be one that we'll be looking forward to.
Yeah, and then we'll talk a little bit about the specifics here. Ada Hupfer, 16 straight double-doubles. Obviously started out this season without a double-double, and then since then she's picked up right where she left off last year. And, you know, this team has a lot of hype around them. I know recently they haven't been able to put the perfect amount of girls on the court because of this, that, and the other thing. You know, it's winter right now. It's just the dog days of the ski season. They're two-thirds of the way through. But, I mean, Ada Hupper's a key piece that's been battling it out. I mean, they look good for two-thirds into the year as a strong basketball team.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that, Zion. I mean, I think you mentioned, you know, obviously at Hupfer had, you know, one rebound short of having a double-double in every single game this season. So to have 16 out of 17 games with a double-double, I know Coach Rogers can't be prouder of his girls, with especially, you know, Ada Hupfer being the focal point there. But I know, you know, she can even, she rebounds the ball. I've seen her go coast-to-coast before. I mean, maybe not every time down the floor, but she's definitely a very versatile center. She can do a lot with the basketball in her hands. So it's just, when you have someone like that, a playmaker, you can compete every night because there aren't a lot of girls that have the height that Ada has. So that's always an advantage when the Arabians, step on the court, as they have a girl who night in, night out is going to get you probably 20 and 10 like she averages.
We'll step to the guys scene here. Of course, sitting in an 8-2 record. I talked to Coach Rhodes today and he said, who had us at 8-2? I certainly didn't. After last year's tough season, he really stepped in and has took over for the guys scene, coming off of a big win over Liberty Christian.
Definitely, Zion. I mean, I think we were talking, you know, looking a little bit on the stats, like off air. I mean, it's been 11 years since the Arabians have had this good of a season to only have, you know, two losses to this point. They've had a lot of seasons where, you know, maybe the record 6-5 right now, or wherever they're sitting at, they've had a lot more than two losses. So for Coach Rhodes to come in first year has definitely set the tempo on the right way. And this boys team, 8-2 right now, is something really impressive to watch.
Well, we're going to take a short break. When we return, we'll sit down with head coach of the Lady Arabian girls basketball team and break down their season so far. You're listening to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters, and from Detour Salon and Style, haircuts for women, men, and children, located at 1816 East 53rd Street in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-400-5323. Online at detoursalonandstyle.com. Support for this 91.7 WEEM sports program comes from our donors and underwriters, and from Financial Enhancement Group, retirement planning, risk management, and legacy planning. Located on Enterprise Drive in Anderson, their phone number is 800-928-4001. Or online at talktofeg@yourlifeafterwork.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined alongside my co-host, Mr. Trevor Martin, in the studio, head coach of the Lady Arabian girls basketball team, Coach Nick Rogers. How's your day going so far?
Going good. Thanks for having me.
Nice. It's been a minute here since we've had you. So we're going to recap where we left off. And that was the holiday tournament all the way at Warsaw. I know it was a little bit away. But obviously you start off a tough one-point loss in overtime to Columbia City. What are your takeaways far removed from this game?
Yeah, you know, another afternoon game, which, you know, one way or another, we just cannot figure out a way to, you know, have good, healthy starts in. And, you know, Columbia City's a good ball club. They made some plays. They, you know, gave us opportunities as well. We, you know, just one way or another, just found a way to, you know, not make the plays that we needed to. Didn't shoot it extremely well, but had some opportunities, just didn't get it done. Then went to overtime and, you know, again, had a couple looks to kind of stretch the lead. Those didn't go down. And then they actually, I think, stretched it to four. We came down late, ate a hit of three, I think, to cut it to one. But we were out of timeouts. My only option was to take a tech, you know, to call a timeout. But, you know, then they would have advanced the ball, shot free throws, and then got it. So, you know, my guess is it would have been a heave probably under a second. So we let it go. So, you know, again, another lesson learned. We wanted the opportunity to, you know, hopefully get a matchup against Warsaw, and that, you know, wasn't the case. But again, was another learning experience for us.
And Coach, you mentioned learning experiences. What can you learn about your team from those tense overtime situations as you know, inch closer to the postseason?
Yeah. You know, I think we're waiting to get whole, where we have everybody healthy and back on the court, together. You know, I think we've been battling, you know, some odd lineups and kids in some spots that they're not used to for, with our sets and things like that. So, but again, we're figuring things out and, you know, giving new kids some opportunities and things like that. So, again, we play a tough schedule. We got to continue to, you know, learn from experiences. You know, Carmel's coming in here tomorrow. Another good, you know, top 50 opponent. Again, those are games that you got to find a way to grind them out to win. And hopefully are going to make you better for February.
Not crazy relevant, Coach, but that was your first overtime game in your career here at Pendleton Heights, if my numbers are correct. What's your comfortability? How comfortable are you in overtime as a coach? Just not a lot of experience there.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think there may have been some other ones. I think LaPel, maybe that first year in county. But I do know we haven't had very many of them. Mm-hmm. But again, I mean, nothing really changes. I think the biggest part is, you know, you have to shift into a mindset of, you know, kind of shot selection, and just kind of valuing the ball. You know, I think that's a situation where turnovers, you know, missed shots, missed free throws, like those opportunities, when you get to a situation like that where you get a second chance, it's like you really have to take advantage of that. So again, you know, I think tournament time is going to be tough. It's a, you know, it's a win or go home. And I think any opportunity you get to play in an overtime game is going to help you for the future.
So, Coach, last season the Lady Arabians extended an already historic win streak into the postseason starting in January and continuing on. I believe it was 13 straight wins before that loss in the regional to Lawrence North. With a loss, you know, obviously we mentioned that overtime loss a couple times here. The chances of repeating or improving that streak are kind of slim to none, but you could still, you know, get close to that with some wins here to end January. So is that important to you in any way that you had that historic streak, you know, last year and trying to repeat that for this season?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it. You know, obviously – it's one game at a time, but, you know, we said once we got back from Warsaw, I think we had seven left, and, you know, our job was, you know, one game at a time to win all seven of those. So I think, you know, to do that would obviously be an opportunity for us to go undefeated in conference and, you know, finish, I think, maybe at like 19-3, 20-3, something like that. But again, you know, we're taking it one game at a time and trying to get better and fix some things that we're seeing. So yeah, you know, it wouldn't be as long of a streak as it was last year. But again, I think we're focused on being the best that we can going into February.
So, Coach, this week you've, of course, got the doubleheader at New Pal, the girls' game, and then the guys' game. With that comes a lot of hype. I believe this is the third year now they've scheduled it like this.
Yep.
How do you avoid distractions and keep earmuffs and blinders for this Friday night matchup?
Well, I mean, our girls know that anytime you go on the road to play New Pal, it's going to be a war. We expect nothing less. That's how we need to prepare. You know, our boy squad that comes in and practices with us is going to be here Wednesday and Thursday to kind of help, you know, kind of set the mindset for that matchup. But again, like, I don't know that we necessarily need to focus and say much about it. Like, I think this group understands it. I think we just got to do a good job of, you know, doing the little things on a daily basis.
Zion and I coached before. You came in our opening segment, talked about Ada Hupfer and how she's on a streak of 16 straight double-doubles out of 17 games and was one rebound short of that. So is the team aware of the streak?
I mean, I don't know, to be honest with you. I think most of the time, I think people just kind of expect it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't know that Ada or myself or the team pays attention to that kind of stuff. You know, again, I think she's just kind of going out and giving it her all to do what she can for the betterment of the team. But I mean, yeah, that's an impressive run, and you know, again, hard worker and great accomplishment. But again, like, I think if she said, you know, if you told her, hey, this game you got to get 9 rebounds, or, you know, hey, somebody's going to get hot and, you know, you're only going to have 9 points, but we're going to win a sectional or win a regional, like that, you know, she would do that in a millisecond. So great accomplishment, but you know, it's not something that we're constantly talking about.
Coach, finally, of course, you're ranked 10th in the state currently. I know you're not big at looking at the rankings, but HSC's ranked 9th. You obviously have a win over the Lady Royals this season. Does that in any way motivate this team to, you know, battle a little bit harder when it comes to playoff time?
Oh, I think for sure. I think not getting it done against Columbia City, I think that was kind of a pivotal moment for them. And we responded in those next 2 games, coming out and doing what we were supposed to. You know, again, I think against Jay County, again, you know, it was the Saturday afternoon effect, and maybe one of these days I'll figure out how to get these girls to come out and have a hot start and, you know, sustain that during a Saturday afternoon game. But you know, again, I think, you know, that was definitely a history maker, beating HSC for the first time, I think, in 24 years or whatever it was. But again, we've moved on from it. We're happy of the success of that game, but again, we're focused on the next one, which is Carmel.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks for joining me and good luck next week.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for more here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This 91.7 WEEM sports program is supported by S&B Heating and Cooling. Located at 6879 South State Road 67 in Pendleton. Their phone number is 317-448-2044. Online at sbheatingcooling.com. Support for 91.7 WEEM comes from our donors and underwriters and from Bendel Lawn Equipment. Sales, servicing, and delivery located at 3841 North State Road 9 in Anderson. Their phone number is 765-642-0657 or online at BendelLawnEquip.com.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. I'm Zion Palmieri, joined alongside Coach in the studio, Mr. Coach Jared Rhodes, as well as Mr. Trevor Martin. I really got my names mixed up today. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, we'll get straight into the questions here, Coach. For the second time this season, the Arabians are on a 4-game win streak with a chance to get their 5th Friday. How important How important is it for you to get over this hump?
We want to win on Friday, but not because it would be the fifth in a row, just because it's the next game. I've brought that up. It's the first, I believe somebody can go fact check me on this, but I believe we hadn't won four in a row in a season since 16-17. And this team, this group of seniors, led by this group of seniors, has been able to do it twice in our first 10 games. And they should be proud of that, and they've earned that. But it's not going to be easy. Friday, New Pal. New Pal's a good squad. And then Saturday, Shelbyville is receiving votes to be top 20 in the state. So this is a tough weekend with both games on the road.
Hey, Coach, obviously these conference games kind of at the back end of your season. It seems like Pinnacle Heights could be at a slightly disadvantage just because a lot of teams sometimes have them maybe some conference games earlier in this season. So how important is it for you to win your next three games, which are all conference?
Again, it's important, and competing and doing well in conference, it is a point of pride for our guys, for our program. But it's the same thing. I just told the team today, like, it's about playing the right way. So if we come up short on Friday or Saturday or next week, as long as we can say we're playing the right way and we're still gaining momentum and kind of, you just don't want to come out flat, and a loss, not doing the things that make us successful, that would be frustrating. But it's early in the conference play, so checking conference standings, like, we're 0-1. It's not obviously not ideal, but you know, by the end of January, you'll get a feel for kind of where we stand in the league.
Yeah, your only two losses this year back-to-back, of course. You got the tough Mount Vernon game. They're currently number one in the state. And then you got Garin Catholic, a middle-of-the-week finals game. No one wants to be scheduled at that window. After that, the Arabians had a nice break, and you know they picked up where they left off prior. But with this and your tough back-to-back schedule you have for Friday and Saturday, say you do drop one of those games, how confident are you in this team's ability to, you know, pick up where they left off, like they didn't miss a game?
Well, we don't know. Mm-hmm. We haven't had a back-to-back like this. So this is the first experience. Now, if we plan on doing anything in sectionals, then back-to-back is part of that process. So it's good experience for March. But I'm confident. We have an older group, a group that is bought in. We did address that today, making it process-oriented and not result-oriented. If we do drop one, we just got to get back to work. But these are two good teams. Both are winnable games. Like, we're not just showing up because it's on the schedule. We have a chance to compete and win the game. So, although both these teams are good, it is, we can leave the weekend 2-0.
So, Coach, obviously you mentioned how that, you know, back-to-back, but that's the way your schedule is going to be for the next three weeks. And this week is unique because you have conference back-to-back. Other weeks it's conference Friday, non-conference Saturday. Does that change how you kind of structure your practices throughout the week when you have, you know, obviously all week to kind of prepare for the Friday game and then maybe a walkthrough Saturday?
Yeah, it is, because even the last time we had a week off, we didn't play till Saturday. So we gave them a day off in the middle of the week. This is our first time kind of going through this. We did give them Saturday off after Friday night. I thought that was a physical game, and their bodies could have used an extra day of rest. So we got after it. We competed today. Tomorrow, we'll kind of worry about us as far as execution and maybe some skills that we need to brush up on or work on. And then Thursday and Friday, it'll be just like Wednesday and Thursday, sorry. Yeah. We'll be just like everything else every other week, where we're game prep, competing at a high level, and getting our minds right.
Is there any, like, tips or tricks you have? Because, you know, six games over the next 3 weeks doesn't sound that bad, but when they're both back-to-back Friday, Saturday, for the next 3 weeks, that's not ideal. Do you have any tips or tricks for these players, any insider scoop of, like, all right, this is how you keep yourself 100%, this is how you get ready to wake up early the next day and get on that bus ride?
Yeah, it is just the game ends, we get home, go home, go to bed. Eat and sleep. It does wonders for your body. And a lot of times high school guys, maybe lose track of the sleep part. Video games or hanging out with friends takes precedent. But in these back-to-back weekends, sleep, and not just Friday night, you know, after the first game, but Wednesday and Thursday night, we need to get our rest. And then Chris Chambers does a good job keeping guys healthy. Hopefully, he's working at overtime this weekend.
Because we were talking about how, you know, through the first 10 games and your 8 wins, this 8-2 record right now, the Ravens are winning by an average of 14 points per game, and it's also the best record this Ravens team has had, at least when I look back to 2014-15. So what does it mean for your team that, you know, through 10 games you're playing so well and you're getting out to early starts?
Just good. I mean, I'm happy for these seniors. They've stayed the course. They bought into a new staff. Of my staff, only one coach was here last year, so it's a lot of new voices, and they've rolled with it. And the 14-point margin makes it sound maybe a little better than it is. We've had a lot of one- or two-possession wins, and they've had to compete to the end and find a way. So I'm proud of it. Friday night's game will be the halfway point in the season. So it's been a tremendous first half of the season, and kind of what you guys were kind of alluding to with the questions about January's schedule is it could quickly go off the rails if January isn't handled correctly. And we're aware of that. The guys, it's a conversation. We try to be honest and open with them. And I think we're all proud, but we're all still hungry. We're not satisfied yet.
Yeah, the past few years for these seniors, you know, hasn't been ideal for them. And as a new player, you know, you get to high school, you maybe get to your sophomore year and you want to play basketball. You look at the record in the past few seasons. That doesn't entice you as much as a team like this year would. What do you think you're doing for the future of Arabian basketball, setting a precedent in your first year, getting to 8 wins in your first 10 games?
I think hopefully the community is ignited again. And we have tremendous community support. Even in past years, looking at film, the town has shown up. I think we haven't had a home game with school here in a while, but our last one, students were in abundance. Like, it was a good student section. And so from that vantage point, I hope people are just excited. This senior group is laying the foundation. These sophomores on JV, they now see what it takes. And there's a standard that they're now expected to live up to when it's their turn. And if there's not, then it gets rid of some of the confusion because you know what's expected of you. And then it's exciting to see kids with their PABC jerseys on, sitting front row, jumping up and down, like when Fox hits the three against Zionsville. Like, on film, that was my favorite part of the whole night, was those guys. I forget what game it was. It was early in the year. There's three kids down by the scores table that I can hear them talking during the game, talking about how the Arabians have the best defense on the planet. It was the exact quote from these guys. But, like, that's what I can still remember watching high school games when I was in second grade. I can remember specific plays. And that's the kind of impact high school basketball has on a community. So I'm hoping that, like I said, the standard's set and the excitement's there, that this is now something we can keep rolling. And it's not a 1 or 2 year or 3 year stretch, but rather, like, this is just what Pendleton is now. And that is, I'm very excited for the future of our program.
Yeah, Coach, looking at this Friday doubleheader, of course, the girls play at New Pal and then the guys. With that comes a lot of hype and distractions, and it's always like that when it's New Pal week. As Coach Rogers said about 20 minutes ago, it's always a war when you go into New Pal and face the Dragons. So what are you expecting, and how do you avoid distractions ahead of this big Friday night matchup?
We got to trust that our group's mature enough to worry about what's important. I'm actually excited to be able to see the girls before the game. I don't think I've missed a home game yet for the girls.
Undefeated at home, too, hey.
Yeah, that was a good one this weekend. Mm-hmm. But it will be unique. I don't have the answers. I have a plan, but I don't know if it works. So we'll see. We are expecting a battle. New Pal is better than the record. If all you did was Google New Powell or look them up on John Harrell, you wouldn't be impressed. But they are a good team. They have all the pieces you need, and this is going to be a battle.
Coach, my final question here, and this is kind of circling back to the last question I had about the community and all that. It's just, I've been meaning to pop this up, but I never found a really good time. And I think Coach Rogers of the girls team does a great job of incorporating his farm system and the junior leagues at games and stuff. When you were hired, how big of a priority was it to you to get the farm system involved and to create a new culture here for Pendleton boys basketball? And, you know, have you done anything like actually pen to paper to execute it? I know the girls do a program day. Has there been any ideas for that for you? I know you're still pretty early and you're focused on winning games.
So very important. One of the first things I kind of, they told me I was the president of PABC, which is good. It's a good thing, but we don't have a program day. Instead, we've had different teams. So, like at Zionsville, it was fourth grade. Coach Smith's son, Coach Smith's team, down our athletic director. They play at halftime of JV, and then they get introduced at the varsity game. And yes, that is a huge priority. Those kids need to feel like being a part of Pendleton basketball, even in fourth grade, matters, and it's significant. And you get the attention you deserve. So the PABC we have set up, it's not perfect. You know, there's things we need to tweak and fix moving forward. But these kids are in the gym twice a week practicing. They're playing all weekend. Like, it's a good thing. And I think we're going to get to see the benefits of that in a few years when these elementary school kids, the kids that grew up from first grade all the way up playing basketball, hit the program. I'm excited to see the talent rise. Not to say we're not talented now, mm-hmm. but just continue to elevate the program and the talent and the culture and the whole thing.
Well, Coach, we're excited for the future and good luck at New Pal.
Yeah, thank you.
Stay tuned for more here on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by Modern Tree Solutions, tree removal, tree pruning, and crane lifting services. Their phone number is 765-374-8698. Online at moderntreesolutions.com.
This sports program on 91.7 WEEM is made possible through support by the Adam Custer Insurance Agency, American Family Insurance, Home, Auto, Life, Farm, and Commercial Insurance in Pendleton and Oak Landon, 765-221-2082.
As more club and travel sports pop up every year, they often muddy the waters on what the purpose of sports should be for student athletes at this age.
But high school sports are different.
It's not about becoming the best athletes. It's about becoming the best people.
It's not about scholarships. It's about coaches mentoring you, camaraderie with your teammates, and the connection you build with your school community.
It's not about year-round training. It's about developing resilience, responsibility, and a strong work ethic for life.
It's not about what am I going to get out of this. It's about playing for something bigger than yourself, for your team, your school, and your entire community.
High school sports help us grow in ways that will serve us for the rest of our lives, not just in the game.
I'm IHSAA Commissioner Paul Neidig. Support what makes education-based athletics different by buying a ticket to your high school's athletic events. This is developing students as people. This is fulfilling a greater purpose. This is your IHSAA.
Now back to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you back here to the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. My name is Zion Palmieri, joined alongside Mr. Trevor Martin. Here to wrap this thing up, we had two great interviews from both basketball coaches here at Pendleton Heights. Can't not be excited for the future. I mean, come on. Talking about the farm systems and the doubleheader at New Pal on Friday, what more can you want?
Really, Zion, yeah, this was a great, you know, I mean, even Coach Rhodes just kind of opening his mind up into, you know, when he was hired, that was kind of a focal point for him, is to make sure, you know, these kids are excited. You know, I remember even, you know, he's mentioned in second grade, like, I remember being here, you know, obviously Pendleton Heights had some really good athletes, Sean McDermott and Kellen Dunham, I definitely looked up to when I was younger because they went on to play at Butler. So just didn't have to be the best players on the team, but just to see the atmosphere on a Friday night home game. It could be a Tuesday night, it could be a Saturday, but any night of the week that the Arabians are on the court, and to see those guys and girls obviously interested in just watching those teams and having a player or two maybe they look forward, you know, forward to being with, and just things like that. It's just a great atmosphere to be a part of and to see the youth initiative, I guess, for both coaches, like you said, with Coach Rogers. You know, they did a program day. I believe that was the Yorktown game right before Christmas break, or right before Christmas, I guess that was. But just to, yeah, see how much the coaches invest and want to see the youth succeed, so that way they're excited by the time they get to even their freshman year to be that, the 4 years that they're part of Arabian basketball. It's really interesting to hear. Obviously, Coach Rhodes mentioned it more today, but we know how Coach Rogers feels about obviously helping out the youth and making sure that they feel included as part of the team, too. I think, you know, it's like Arabian pride, you know, from kindergarten to 12th grade, I think, is what we kind of want to invest in, even alumni after they graduate and stuff, too. It's just really cool to hear that insight from Coach Rhodes today, for sure.
Yeah, we were talking about Pendleton Heights and just like how awesome this year in sports has been.
Oh, yeah.
If you look over the last, you know, since the last coaches show is kind of how my time works for my brain. I mean, you get two games in overtime, the Columbia City one, which the Pendleton Heights girls team lost, and then the Zionsville one for the guys, which they won. For the guys, you're 8-2. You have two straight times with four wins in a row. Coach Rose mentioned the first time that's happened in a very long time. Mm-hmm. And you got the Zionsville game. Our kids at that Zionsville game, it's tooth and nail, back and forth, back and forth. And then Hayden Fox is a huge three on the top of the key with like 30 seconds to go, and it's a game winner for Pendleton Heights. They all come and meet in the circle, and everyone's jumping up and down. I don't know the last time I've heard Joe Buckcourt that loud. That does so much for a kid and the future of Pendleton Heights. And, I mean, a season of highs. The Clips next year are going to be great.
Oh, they will be, Zion. Yeah, I think, like you said, too, just the way the season has started, like we said, the first time in 11 years, you know, even what, three coaches ago, that Pendleton Heights, you know, has had this much success. So it's, you know, in your first year, it's going to be, you know, obviously tough to even replicate that going into future years. But just the way that this team has started, like you said, I think it gives, you know, the town something to be proud of. You know, with both teams, I just did, you know, the math, and I guess in my head, both teams combined 22-5. So to be 27 mm-hmm. basketball games and to only have five losses, that's just impressive and a lot to take pride in. I mean, obviously, you're going to support your team. You know, Pendleton people, you know, maybe going to games for 30, 40 years. It doesn't matter what the team's record is. They're going to still show up, you know. But to have the team is something to be proud of, to, you know, this point in the season, to just have both teams playing so well. And like we mentioned before, girls having a sectional here. I think boys is at Greenfield. So either way, I think we're going to have support all the way through for both of these teams into the postseason. But yeah, like we talked about the youth here, but just to see, you know, the parents obviously taking the initiative to get kids to games, and just however they can get here to have the environments like we've seen. I think, you know, and John Harrell says our gym can hold up 2,500. So I'm sure, you know, for Coach Rhodes and Coach Rogers, you want to see that full every home game that you have. You know, the girls have fewer than the boys have left. I think they have three home games left. Boys probably have four or five left in this season. But it's just good to see that turnout and to see this town come together and rally for these teams is what has led to these records being how good they are, for sure. It's obviously coaching and the players too. But to have the environment, definitely you want to have that. Pendleton Heights being a feared gym, right, for teams. They're like, I don't want to come here because they know how loud it can be. So I think we're starting to, maybe that was away for a couple of years, but building that back up this year, like you said, Zion, just having that crowd, having the calls that you've been on, obviously a lot this season, it's just going to be great. Looking forward to the future for sure.
Yeah, and well, last mentioning here, the overtime wins. The last three times Pendleton Heights was in overtime, they lost. The people on this team remember the one 2 years ago in double overtime against Conference Greenfield. Final score was 74-72. The Cougars won that. They go into double overtime, and McDonald's All-American UConn commit Braylon Mullins hits a crazy three-game winner. You see, I think they posted it on, like, SportsCenter or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Outrageous shot, a real heartbreaker for this team. And the two before that, they lost to Heritage Christian and Anderson back-to-back. This team isn't favored in overtime usually, so it's nice to finally get one and right that wrong and put a check in the Jared Rhodes era. We'll transition here to the girls' side, of course. We're talking about all the highs for girls. They did, you know, lose that one game and hurt their streak a little bit, but, I mean, a chance to finish this season with 20 wins going into the playoffs, that is unheard of here at Pendleton Heights, and I think we're going to start hearing it for a long time.
Yeah, I think you're right, Zion. Like we said, even last year's team that won the sectional and, you know, unfortunately, you know, fell in that regional game to the eventual state champs in Lawrence North. But yeah, they went 19-7, so that's a great record. But yeah, at this point in the year, like Coach Rogers mentioned, yeah, if they could potentially win out here the final six games, it'd be 20-3. Like you said, Zion, going into sectional, which would be, you know, amazing, of course. I mean, only have three losses, and they're all to quality opponents. I think, like we mentioned, Coach Rogers too. I mean, I know the ranking, you know, we mentioned how, you know, one spot behind him on Southeastern, maybe they have a tougher out-of-conference schedule. But for the Lady Arabians, I mean, to have this record so far in the year and to have the quality of opponents that they've played really just speaks volumes to how this team is coming together with the senior leaders on the team, but also the junior in Ada Hupfer. We talk about her a lot, but again, that, like Coach Rogers said, they don't focus on that streak of 16 straight double-doubles, but it's just kind of a given that she's going to go and get hers, get the rebounds, get the points. So it's nice when you got someone like that you can count on night in and night out to produce the way she has this season and will continue to for the Lady Arabians. So definitely just looking forward to what this team has in store for the coming weeks and into sectional play. But like you said, Zion, this team, to have 20 wins before you even get to playoffs, it's one thing to kind of have you maybe 15 or 16 going into the sectional, but to have that 23 record, that win percentage being so high, continuing the kind of legacy of Coach Rogers, even his fourth season, just what he's done so far to kind of change the mold of this team. And they were good even before Coach Rogers was here, but just to continue that on in Lady Ravens basketball has been very good. But now the boys to kind of have that conjunction here with both teams, it's just so exciting to see here for Pendleton Knights.
Yeah, and, keeping an eye on the conference record for the girls team, of course. They are 5-0 currently right now. Last year they tied with Greenfield Central, Mount Vernon?
I
believe it was Mount Vernon. They tied with Mount Vernon, correct.
Yeah, right.
And, no one likes a tied championship because there's no real champion there.
Yeah.
And this year they're on the quest to get that conference title, 5-0 currently with two games left. Obviously, New Pal this Friday in enemy territory, and then Shelbyville later down the stretch on the road. Always, that's not a fun environment to play in Shelbyville. They're always a tough team, and while they are having a scrappy year, they're in our conference for a reason. And, you can't help but look ahead and get excited because Shelbyville, almost 500 or just above 500 right now, and New Pal, Coach mentioned it, they are not what their record shows. They're a very good team, but this is a winnable stretch for them, and to go 7-0 undefeated in conference would be a special accolade to put on Coach Rogers' resume.
It definitely would, Zion. I was just thinking, we were talking a little bit before we came on air, and I think I mentioned in the opening segment about how the sectional draw is that Sunday, January 25th, which I believe is 2 days before that Shelbyville game. So I think the focus for Coach Rogers is just looking forward. It's still a couple weeks away, but I think his thing is going to be to make sure those girls are focused on, hey, we knew who our sectional opponents going to be, but we still have a tough, to maybe win outright in the conference with that game at Shelbyville, and then they host Noblesville to end the season. So I think that's the case for any coach when you know your sectional opponent, but you still have two games, or in football, it's always one game you have left, is just to maintain that focus and make sure that you're not looking forward and thinking, okay, we have Greenfield or Mount Vernon or whoever Pendleton Heights draws in the sectional. You want to make sure that, you know that opponent, but still there's two games left, finish, take care of business, maybe get to that 20-win season. A lot to be considered there, but I think that's definitely a key point of emphasis for this Lady Arabians team is to maintain, like he said too, a lot of coaches say it, but 1-0, one game at a time. Obviously the big game this Friday at New Pal, but that game could not get lost in translation, but it's a Tuesday night at Shelbyville. The team has to maintain focus after learning their sectional opponent 2 days before then. But I think this Lady Ravens team is focused. Senior leaders, even the junior leaders on the team, know what to do. They know what to do game in and game out, but that's going to be a stretch for sure. Like you said, Zion, it's going to be sectional draw. Those two games leading into sectional are going to be tough, as they are every year with that, Shelbyville, Noblesville games to end the season. But I really think they're going to take care of business.
Yeah, looking at the state rankings, according to Sagarin, our most reputable source here, Pendleton Knights girls basketball team, 10th in the state, as well as 10th in 4A. Above them, HSE, we touched on that a little bit here. Of course, they do have the win over the Lady Royals. Call it what you will, they're currently 10th in the state. Other notable names, Warsaw at 1, Homestead at 2, Roundsburg 4, Lawrence Central 8. There's a lot of parity in the high school basketball scene, and I feel like this side of the tournament, when we get to time, the bracket is kind of wide open, and any team could take it. I remember last year we were in Mount Vernon, the Pendleton Knights won their sectional title, and me and Michael Hooker are screaming on the call because Lawrence North upset Lawrence Central, the number one team in the state. And it's high school basketball is unpredictable. You could flip a coin at some of these games, and you really don't know. I could see a Cinderella year. I could also see the one seed taking it all the way.
Yeah, I agree too, Zion. Like I said, I think that's just kind of the joys of basketball. That's why, even March Madness, you got a 16 seed. It's only happened like twice, but beating a one seed, no one ever expects that to happen. So I think it's one of those years too in a sectional, wherever the sectional is for the Warsaw, I don't know where theirs is, but to be able to have, potentially a home sectional or wherever they go, they're going to be the favorites. But sometimes that's a lot to live up to, especially if maybe a team like that has a bye potentially, which maybe some people say, oh, that's unfair. They're the best team and they get a bye. But sometimes that doesn't help out. Like we've seen a lot in other sports, sometimes that's the case. So I think it's definitely one that, you could look at the top teams, all competing as you get on. But I'm also not sure, Zion, how it's drawn up. Like maybe, Warsaw could play Brownsburg potentially, in that sectional. Or maybe a regional or semi-state. It may not be a state final with the top teams. But, I think as you go along, it's just really the teams that are the best mentally prepared, as you know, of course, coaches will get them ready for all these games. But I think really, yeah, the teams that are mentally strong, take it one game at a time, are the ones that are going to come out on top. And like Coach Rhodes said, too, even, you know, having these back-to-backs, I guess Lady Ravens have had maybe a couple of those. I think they've had a couple. But with the boys having the next 3 weeks like that, it's really a good test of that sectional. What is it, usually a semifinal Friday night, championship Saturday. These few weeks next for a lot of boys teams, but especially the Arabian boys basketball team, is going to be set up for success, hopefully, because win or loss, they're going to have those back-to-back games, which is what you need to do late on the season to be able to win. So I think the schedule coming up for both of these teams, especially the Arabians, will definitely be impactful, because they'll show that, hey, we can win those games, at least compete well in back-to-back environments, then you'll know that you can compete well in a sectional as you need to do going on into the state tournament.
Yeah, and then for the guys' team, currently on a 4-game win streak for the second time this season. With a win over New Pal this Friday, they could get 5 wins in a row, the first time since the 2016-2017 season, where they went on a nice 8-9 game win streak. They're making history over there, and you got to be excited. And our next broadcast will be Tuesday at home versus Carmel. That'll be girls basketball. And, of course, me and Benson Davis are going all the way out to New Pal to broadcast the doubleheader. Girls basketball will play at 6 o'clock. 5:45 will be our pregame show, and then 7:30, I believe, is the boys basketball game against New Pal. So we're wasting no time. We've got doubleheader action right here on our station, so you're not going to want to miss it.
Not at all, Zion. Yeah, it's one of those unique opportunities. I think it's the only game we'll have even like in any really season, other than maybe if we have a doubleheader like in the Horseshoe Classic and softball season. But yeah, this is definitely one you want to tune in for both games. Should be great, great environments there at New Pal. And we'll obviously have the live coverage for you guys here on 91.7 WEM. So I want to make sure you guys stay tuned for that doubleheader from, yeah, about 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, whatever. Stay tuned here. We'll have 3 hours at least of great basketball for you guys.
Yeah, New Pal could be 0-18 on the year, and you're going to go in there leave with your hair in a mess, because right. They are a strong team, and they always will be. So it's always exciting for the New Pal matchup. And before we get out of here, I know there's a lot happening on the wrestling scene. I have really tried to make a deep dive to figure out, because I know some, I don't believe sectional champions have been crowned, but a lot of athletes getting named there in recognition as they head into their postseason in wrestling. So while I don't have those names, I really tried and looked. I looked on Instagram, Twitter, on Safari. I went everywhere. Yeah. I could not find it. But I know I've seen those names around, so congrats to all Pendleton Heights wrestling people here, and good luck in the postseason. But for Mr. Martin and Zion Palmieri, thanks for tuning in. Whether you listen for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or the whole coaches show, we really appreciate it. We'll be back next Monday, 5 p.m. You won't want to miss it. Stay tuned for more on the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
Stay connected with what's happening around our campus and community by tuning in to WEEM Weekly, our amazing bi-weekly podcast posted every other Wednesday. Join the WEEM podcast staff as they interview influential figures of our community, school, clubs, and more. Listen anywhere you get your podcasts and watch the vodcast on our YouTube at WEEM Media. Get the information you need by listening to WEEM Weekly. Thank you for listening to this presentation of the Arabian Sports Network Coaches Show. We greatly appreciate all of our donors and underwriters who help make this possible. This is 91.7 WEEM.